愿大家平安。
May the peace of the Lord with you.
今天晚上的讲题是更有意义的追寻。
Well, this evening, the topic for mutual encouragement is the more meaningful pursuit.
我们人的一生呢，从出生到老到将要死亡啊，其实都在追求不同的事物。
Within the entire lifespan of a man, right from the time of birth until the time of death,
都在追求不同的事物。
We are always pursuing after different kind of things.
随着年龄的增长跟经验的改变，我们所追求的东西有不一样。
As we grow up and as we gain our different kind of experiences in life, and our pursuit changes accordingly.
我们请看马太福音的第六章。
Please turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 6.
六章二十四节。
Chapter 6 verse 4. 24.
福音六章二十四节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
主耶稣这里讲出每一个人一生当中所追求的，可以说是有两件的事情。
So, what is mentioned by the Lord Jesus over here is that in one's life there are two kinds of pursuits.
一种呢就是追求马门，马门就是财力的意思。
And one of which is pursuing after mammon, and mammon symbolizes money.
另外一种呢叫做追求神，或者叫追求信仰。
On the other hand, is the pursuit of God, someone who pursue after faith.
所以无论你在追求什么。
So it doesn't matter what you are pursuing after.
就是可以分成这两大类。
These are the two major categories that you can break them into.
你可以用你的一生、生命、时间、金钱来追求世界。
You can spend your entire life pursuing after the world.
包括你学问。
Inclusive of your education.
或者是事业。
Inclusive of your business.
或者享受。
And inclusive of all kinds of enjoyment.
成就。
And also all kinds of achievements.
这种东西啊，叫做追求世界。
And all of these is concluded as the pursuit of the world.
这种追求的世界啊，是给自己带来很大的满足。
And this kind of pursuit can bring a lot of satisfaction to one.
但是也有很多的副作用。
But there is also certainly quite a bit of side effects.
我们已经在另外一页啊，另外一个呢，就是追求神啊。
And the next is to pursue after God.
就是追求神的心意。
And if you have the heart to pursue after God,
让神的心得到满足。
So that the heart of God will be satisfied.
所以我们这次灵恩会特别来谈一谈，到底我们要追求哪一样。
Therefore, in this weekend of spiritual convocation, we're going to talk about how is it like to pursue God.
然后怎么样来追求。
And how can we pursue after it?
那首先今天晚上我们讲讲这两种不同的追求会带来两种不同的后果。
And first of all, we'd like to talk about the two different consequences of pursuit after the world and also pursuit God.
第一种就是对世界的追求。
And the first kind is to pursue the world.
我们看那个图啊，一个三角形，从下面一直推到上面，都是在讲对世界的不同的追求。
And if you were to look at the illustration, it's just like a pyramid, a triangle that you pursue right from the bottom to the top.
无论你是哪一种人啊，基本上你的人生就是在追求这些。
Regardless of what kind of person you are, in general, these are probably the things that you go after.
当然，越下面越大，这代表说越多人追求的。
Of course, the more to the bottom, the wider it is. It means that it applies to a majority of people.
基本上啊，我们都是在追求这些。
As a matter of fact, we're all pursuing after these.
我们来对照一下自己有没有在追求这些东西。
So compare ourselves, the things that we are going after to this illustration.
第一种就是一般人常常说的，我们人生啊，活着最重要就是要快乐。
First kind of pursuit is that a lot of people always talk about we should go after happiness.
因为你没有快乐的话，人活着有什么意义？
What is the meaning if you don't have happiness in life?
所以大部分人啊，一辈子就是想怎样让自己可以快乐一点。
Therefore, majority of people in this world always trying to make oneself happy in their entire lifetime.
当然这是很好的。
Of course, that's good to do.
因为你不追求快乐，难道追求痛苦吗？
Because if you don't go after happiness, are you going after pain?
所以追求快乐没有错。
Of course, going after happiness is not wrong.
问题是什么是快乐? 每个人的定义又不太一样。
But the problem about happiness, everyone has their own definition.
人小时候啊, 快乐比较容易。
And when we're still a child, happiness is just a very simple thing to attain.
你给他去公园玩, 跑跑跳跳, 他就很快乐。
All you need is to go to the park and then just play around and you're happy enough.
但是呢, 长大了, 对快乐的要求又不一样。
As you grow up, you realize that your requirements change.
如果你说, 哇, 我去公园玩, 你就会很快乐吗? 不会的。
If I were to suggest that you go to the park and enjoy, will that be enough for you to feel happy?
你可能说, 我要去旅游啊, 我要去外国。
You may just say that I need to go traveling, I need to go somewhere out of town.
我要坐游轮。
And I need to go on the cruise.
没有错了, 旅游。
Of course, traveling around the world can bring about happiness.
拍一堆照片放上网，让大家很羡慕你。
And you take a lot of photos, and then you put it on the internet for others to share.
但是问题是啊，快乐有时候来得快，也去得快。
But a problem about most of the happiness that we pursue is that they come very easily, but same way they go very easily.
比如说你旅游的时候，你很快乐。
Take for instance, when you are about to go traveling, you are very happy.
旅游完了回到家里。
After you concluded your travel and you return home,
你明天还是要上班啊,
and the very next day you still have to go to work.
你可能还要等一年, 下一个 vacation 才会来,
and the next vacation will be a year away from now.
像疫情当中, 根本就没有办法去旅游了。
Especially in time of pandemic, there's no way of you going anywhere.
所以快乐来得快，也去得快。
Therefore, I will say that happiness comes very easy, it also goes very easy.
还有,快乐往往是跟某一种物质,或者是你做某件事情连在一起的。
And also, happiness often has to do with the things that you do or the material things that you have.
当你失去了这种东西,你的快乐就失去了。
If you were to lose it, you will immediately lose such kind of happiness.
所以当你人生如果一直在追求快乐,
Therefore, in your entire lifetime, if you are only simply going after happiness,
就好像追求这个会飞的气球一样,
and it's just likened to going after a flying balloon.
你可能得到也失去,
you may be able to attain this balloon, but yet there will be time where you lose it.
或者是你得到之后觉得挺失望的,
or maybe after you receive this balloon, you might be disappointed.
我们看传道书一章八到九节。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 8 to 9.
传道书第一章八到九节.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. All things are full of labor. Men cannot express it. The eye is satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing.
第九节.
That which has been is what will be. That which is done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun. It's telling us here that happiness is very limited. Because all of these happiness derive from material only. So there's limit to all these material ownership.
你得到之后,
and after you receive it, you want to have newer ones.
或者是你看不尽, 你看不尽, 说不尽, 看不尽。
Or maybe you're just not seeing enough.
你看以前电视只有几个台的时候, 你每天晚上等看一个节目就很快乐。
In the olden days where there are only few channels on our television, all you have to do is just watch one of them and you'll be so happy.
30分钟看的时候很快乐,对不对?
And you enjoy the entire 30 minutes watching it.
在网络什么都有的看, 随时都有的看, 看不完啊。
So now over the internet, you have all kinds of things to see, yet you cannot finish seeing.
那你怎么会快乐?
How can you ever be happy?
所以没有新的事，这个世界没有新的事。
Therefore, there's nothing new under the sun in this world.
好了，另外呢，有人呢就追求啊，在别人眼中要成为很酷。
And there are also people who always try to be cool in front of others.
当然，这个孩子不会很在意自己穿什么，但是到青少年的时候，这种要酷的那种感觉就出来了。
Of course, when you're a child, you don't care whether you look cool in front of others, but when you become a teenager, maybe it matters to you.
别人怎么想我呢?
How will people look at me?
我穿这样,别人会不会觉得我流行呢?
And will people see me as fashionable?
有一些大人啊,长大了,他还是很在意别人怎么看他。
Even for some adults, they still pay a lot of attention to what others see in them.
所谓的要酷，就是要 fit in， 就是要在大家当中，我是跟大家一样的。
And a matter about being cool is just to assimilate yourself with others.
别人不会批评我，因为我都跟大家一样。
You're trying to avoid any criticism from your peer.
甚至有一些大人呢，长大了还是这样的心态。
And even for some adults, they still live in this kind of same kind of value.
常常在意，我一定要最新的衣服，最好的最新的发型，最新的什么。
They always mind about whether they're dressing the latest fashion or they're owning the latest or newest stuff.
当然，这是他们的追求时尚跟潮流。
And of course, those are just pursuit of fashion.
但是这样也是蛮累的。And
it is quite tiresome.
因为你一直要讨好别人。
Because all you are doing is just to please others.
那另外一种人呢，他追求的要成为别人喜欢的人。
And there are also people who always wanted to be the one who is liked by others.
有 popularity 啊，哇，大家受欢迎。
They want to gain popularity so that people welcome him.
这种人不单只是要跟大家一样，他还要引导潮流，或者是在一个团体里面希望大家看到他。
This kind of person not only he want to be received in a peer group. Yet they want to be leaders.
不单只是要讲穿着不一样，哦，还有呢，他讲话呢，一定是讲很多的，然后要大家注意他。Not only
they wear fashionably, yet they still want people to pay attention to what they have to say.
当然就是有某一些人的人生的追求。Of
course, it is only to some people who have that kind of value.
尤其是那些明星啊，歌星啊，他一定要。 大家欢迎，喜欢他。
Especially the stars or the celebrities, they always want attention from people.
但是一直要别人喜欢你，你到最后可能自己你是谁你都忘记了。But
if you continuously try to let others liking you, you just gradually losing yourself.
我们看《传道书》1章11节。Please
turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 11.
1章11节。
Chapter 1, verse 11, there's no remembrance of former things, nor will there be any remembrance of things that are to come by those who will come after.
追求受欢迎到最后的结果，你也是失望。
If you try to be the popular one among your peer, at the end you'll be discouraged.
因为总有一天别人会忘记你。
Because one of these days, people will forget about you.
你问那些明星啊，尤其是问那些女星啊，哇，很漂亮的，最怕什么？
If you were to ask those female stars, what is that one thing that they're afraid, most afraid of?
最怕就是有更年轻的女星出来，那大家就不找那个老一点的去拍照了。They're
most afraid of their younger yet prettier female stars that arise.
真的，大家都到最后会忘记你。
Eventually, people is going to forget you.
那另外一种人呢，他比较想法，他说我不在意别人怎么看我，但是我要追求的就是比别人优秀，还有比别人卓越。There's
another kind of people. They don't care about how people look at them, but yet they want to pursue after the best things in the world.
比如说他要读书的话。
Take for instance, if they were to pursue after education,
我要最有名的学校，不然我其他不读。
They want to go to the most famous school. Others, I just won't take it.
他喜欢，可以说读书，我要去的话，我要去读哈佛。
If I want to go to school, I need to go to Harvard.
当然，这个能够读哈佛是非常好。Of
course, it's good that if you can be admitted into Harvard.
当然有多少人才挤得进去。
And you can imagine there are only very handful of people who can make it into the door.
有人说我要开车，我要开最贵的车，我要开最值钱的车。
However, there are some people, when they drive a car, they want to drive the most expensive car.
那普通的这些车我不开啊。
All those just a normal car, they just don't want it.
我人生的目标要开就是要有一天开到最好的车。
My objective in life is one day I can drive one of these exotic cars.
这种人啊，他一定要成功，追求成功。
And this kind of people always pursuing after their career success.
在他追求的过程，他是非常的认真的。
In the entire span of pursuit, they're very devoted.
这个动力会很大.
The motivation is so great.
我要进哈佛, 我要开劳斯莱斯.
I want to go to Harvard. I want to drive a Rolls Royce.
这个没有错啊, 这个是想要成功.
Of course, it's nothing really wrong. You want to be successful.
当他得到之后, 会有怎么样的想法?
But after gaining all those things, what will they think?
在别人看来, 他可能很满足。
To others, they may be so satisfied.
但是我们看传道书二章的第十节。
But if you were to read Ecclesiastes chapter 2,
二章的第十节。
Chapter 2, verse
10. 第跟十一节。
And also 11. Whatever my eyes desire, I did not keep from them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure. For my heart rejoiced in all my labor. And this was my reward from all my labor. Then I look on all the works that my hands had done, and on the labor in which I had toiled. And indeed, all was vanity and gasping for the wind. There was no profit under the sun.
所罗门呢，曾经享受人间最卓越、最优秀的成就跟待遇。
And King Solomon has once enjoyed all kinds of luxuries in the world.
大家很羡慕他。
People admire him.
如果我们有他一万分之一，我们可能都会哇，觉得不得了。
We'll be satisfied only to have one of a 10,000 of what he had.
但是所罗门怎么说啊？
So what did King Solomon said?
这些卓越，这些成功，这些优秀，到最后都是空的，都是徒风。
He said all these achievements, all these works, or whatever enjoyments that he had, everything is but vanity.
啊，当然我们说要考进美国的名校啊，常春藤啊，这是很大的成就。
Of course, if you were to be able to get into one of the Ivy League school, it is quite a bit of achievement.
因为你要在你本校甚至本城啊是顶尖的，那个你才有办法进去啊。
And because you need to be cream of the crop in order to make it in there.
但是你进去之后，你发觉还有更多人比你更厉害。
But as soon as you get into such a school, you realize that there is a whole lot of other smarter people around you.
有一些报道说，能够进去里面读的很多有一些得到忧郁症。
And a lot of there's a report that there are a lot of students in those renowned school are actually suffering from depression.
压力太大了。
Because the pressure is just unimaginable.
或者是你拿到最好的车子。
Take for instance, if you were to own an exotic car.
一开始可能很开心。
At the beginning, you may be so happy to own it.
看啊，整天打蜡，整天坐在里面很舒服。
Every day you look at it, you wash the car and then you sit in it.
但是久了你就习惯了，觉得哎呀没有什么。
But as time lapsed, you got used to it. Nothing new about it.
我们有一个弟兄。
And there was a brother.
他买了一台非常好的车子。
And he bought this one very expensive car.
是他梦寐以求的车。
It is the dream car in his lifetime.
他想说我可以开着它很舒服的享受。
He said, "I can drive this car and I can cruise around and enjoy."
没有想到买到这个车之后，不久就生病了。
And not long after he bought the car, he realized that he is sick.
得到绝症。
And he received terminal illness.
生命快结束。
And it was at the point of concluding his life.
他摇头叹息。
And then he shook his head and he sighed.
他的家人问他：“你这个车子怎么办？以后怎么处理？”
And then his family asked him that, "What are you going to do with the car that you have?"
他说这个是废铁，那是一点用的都没有。
He said, "This is a piece of junk. It's useless."
以前这个是梦寐以求的、追求的、得到的东西。
In the past, this is something that I dreamed to have, but now it's a piece of junk.
但是那么快就变成废铁。
Within such a short span of time, this thing has become a piece of junk.
因为你看透了之后，你就觉得它是废铁；你没看透，觉得它是宝贝。
Because once you see through things, you are able to realize that it is nothing but a piece of junk.
有人呢说，我什么都不要，我就要钱就好了。
And there are some people who don't want anything else but money.
那么追求金钱应该是大部分人最常见的追求。
I think this is the most popular objective for many of people pursuing after money.
这种人不一定没钱哦。
And don't get me wrong, this kind of people may not be poor.
这种人可能已经有很多钱。
This kind of people may be already established quite a bit financially.
但是你看不出来他有钱。
But you cannot notice whether this person is rich or not.
他也不买好的东西，也不炫耀。
He never buy any expensive things. He never brag about what he owns.
那衣服也是很残旧，车子也是很破。
And then he still drive an old car. He still wears a torn clothes.
但是在背后呢，他可能很多钱。
But behind that, he just have a lot of tons of money.
因为他心中啊，觉得说我什么都不要，我就是要存钱。
Because in his heart, he just didn't want anything else but money.
他虽然很多钱了，他继续工作，好像牛一样，没有停下来。
Even though he has already gained a lot of money, he still work just like an oxen.
不管健康，不管家庭，什么都不管。他说，哦，就是要多一些钱。
He didn't care about his family. He didn't care about his health. All he wanted to do is just to make more money.
啊，这种人呢，确实是不少。
And this kind of people is actually a majority, I would say.
以赚钱为人生的目标。
That they have regarded making money as the sole objective of their life.
当然，他的钱可能还要买更多的东西。
Of course, with the money, they can buy a lot of things.
譬如说要买更多的房子。
Take for instance, they can buy a lot of real estate.
更多的股票。
And more equities.
为了就是不是为了要住或者是要存钱，而为了让他来生更多的钱。
They don't need to live in those real estate they bought, but yet they just want to save it up in some way.
反正啊，搞到自己非常的累。
At the end of the day, they just toil and toil for it.
那这种人的到最后最的结果呢，也是我们看传道书五章第十节有讲。
And the consequence of such a pursuit for this kind of people is recorded at Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
五章第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10. He who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver, nor he who loves abundance with increase. This also is vanity.
啊，这里说啊，你虽然想要得到更多，但是你不会从里面得到满足。
The essence of this is that even though you want to receive more, but yet you will never be satisfied by it.
你不会觉得说我够了，反而觉得说我更穷，我还需要更多。
You will never feel that I had enough with this and. All you want to do is to have more.
当人没有赚到一百万的时候，可能想说，我有一天有一百万现金，我肯定可以退休了。
When you didn't have $1 million cash and you were dreaming about having $1 million someday.
但是真的你拿到一百万现金。
But if you actually save to the point where you have $1 million.
你看你的朋友，每个比你有钱。
And you look around your friends, everyone else is wealthier than you.
一百万现金在银行也不是很多啊。
And then suddenly you realize that this $1 million cash in the bank account is not really that much.
我应该要怎么样来做一些生意啊，投资啊
？And maybe I should involve myself in some kind of business to make more.
这个没有错，但是只是告诉大家说，你不会因为得到某一些数目的钱就满足。
It is not wrong to do that. But it's just that to tell you that you won't get satisfied by pursuing for more money.
但是更重要的是，有可能你忽略了。某一些更重要的东西。
But the most important thing about all this pursuit is that you may have already forgotten what is the most important thing that you need to pursue.
马太福音十六章二十六节。
Please turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章二十六节。
Chapter 16 verse 26. For what profit is it to a man? If he gains the whole world and loses his own soul, or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
主耶稣已经讲一个很现实的现象。
So the Lord Jesus already mentioned about this reality.
你赚了全世界，如果赔了生命，有什么益处呢？
You could have gained the whole world, but what's the point of you lose your own soul?
我们知道赚钱啊，有赚有赔嘛。
We know that making money, there's always cases where people make money or lose money.
大家都想赚，大家都不想赔。
Everyone wants to make profit, they don't want to lose.
但是呢，人的生命有限啊，时间有限啊。
But there's a limit to our lifespan, our time.
你把所有的生命、精神、健康拿去赚钱。
You could devote all your health, all your lifetime to go after money.
健康也不顾了，家庭也不顾了。
And you don't care about health, you don't care about your family.
到最后的钱拿到了，可能家庭也没有了，健康也没有了。
At the very end, you were to hold all this cash that you make, but yet you already lost your health and your family.
那有什么益处呢？
What's the point of it?
搞到自己很累，睡也睡不着，有什么益处呢？
And you have exhausted yourself, and then you couldn't sleep at night. What's the point?
更重要的，你是忙到你也寻找信仰的时间也没有，去教会的时间也没有。
The most important thing is that you don't even have time for God to devote yourself in faith and coming to the church for service.
在忙碌当中就失去了自己。
That you are involved so much in this world that you lost yourself.
就好像这个图，我觉得很有趣。它好像一个钓鱼，用那个钳来钓人。
And just like into this illustration, it's as if that there's a fishing rod with money trying to fish people.
大家看到那个钳就往前面走。
And people look at the money, they follow.
管它前面是山崖，都是走进去的。
It doesn't matter if there is a pitfall, people still head forward.
有一些人另外的人他追求啊，他要什么都要成为第一。
And there are also people who always want to be the first.
这种人呢，要 excellency， 要什么都要最排名第一、最好的那一个。
They just want to pursue after excellence.
啊，比如说他要打球了，他要不单只是当一个球员，他要当 MVP 最有价值的球员。
And if they were to play any kind of sport, they just want to be the most valuable player.
他要当演员，他要当拿奥斯卡的那个最有名的。
And if they were to be actor, they want to be the one who can receive Oscars.
他音乐家，他一定要当那个最有号召力的。
If you want to be a musician, you need to be the influential ones.
啊，这种人呢，就目标就更不一定跟钱有关系。
And this kind of people may have different kind of objective other than money.
这种追求也是不错。
It is good to have such kind of pursuit.
代表有理想，有目标。
It means that you have the ideal. And then you have an objective.
但是到最后会有什么结果呢?
But what is the consequence of it at the end?
我们看传道书四章的十五节。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 15.
四章十五节。
Chapter 4, verse 15. I saw all the living who walk under the sun. They were with the second you who stand in his place.
十六节。
Verse 16. There was no end of all the people over whom he was made king. Yet those who come afterward will not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity and gasping for the wind.
这里记载啊，有一个人呢。
So it talks about this one person.
啊，他本来是得到很大家的这个欢迎的。
At the beginning, he was very welcomed by most.
啊，但是后来呢，大家就忘记他了。
But at the end, he has been forgotten by people.
还有呢，别人就取代了他了。
And also, there was someone came after him to replace him.
大家都不喜欢他了。And
suddenly he realized that people didn't like him.
这个代表什么?
What does this mean to say?
你不可能永远是第一名。You
cannot always be the best.
总有一天别人会代替你。Because
one of these days there will be someone else to replace you.
在公司也一样。It
applies to your workplace.
你要当老板眼前的最红的那个人吗?
And would you like to be the most popular person in front of your boss?
老板可以请你来，也可以叫你走。
And your boss can hire you in the same way he can fire you.
你要当 top sales 最好的、最厉害的那个吗？
And you can be the top sales in the company.
你不可能永远都是第一名。
But you cannot always be the first.
所以你人生的目标如果是这样的话，也蛮痛苦的。
And it is quite painful if you have such kind of goal in life.
哦，那另外一种人呢？他也不要钱，也不要名，也不要利。
And there's also another kind of people. They don't want money, they don't want status, they don't want fame.
他们呢，很有理想。
They have a lot of ideal.
他们想要带给世界带来改变，带来冲击。
They want to bring about the world changes.
啊，这是 impact， 它叫改变世界。哇，to
change the world.
比如说，他好的工作辞掉了，而跑去非洲当志工的医生。他本来是可以在这边当医生的。
And take for instance, they may be a physician. Having a very good job at the beginning, but they resign from it and then go to Africa for some kind of charity work.
哦，在那边又热又蚊子又危险。
And it's so hot over there. There's full of all kinds of insects. They're exposing. They expose themselves under danger.
为什么那么危险的地方要去？
Why did they need to go to places of peril?
在这边好好的可以赚几十万年薪，不要赚。
What is the What are they not saying that making hundred over thousand at their own hometown?
那么他觉得去那边呢，帮助也很有意义。
Because they felt that it is so meaningful to help people who are in need.
有一些人也是啊，做环保的工作啊。
And there are also people who involved in environmental protection.
啊，做志工啊。And
they are the volunteers.
哎，他们真的很有理想，很伟大。
And they have a lot of ideology, and then they are very great in their mindset.
希望可以改变世界。They
wanted to change the world.
但是，世界不是那么容易就可以改变。This
world cannot be changed so easily.
我们看传道书的一章十五节。Please
turn to Book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 15.
传道书一章十五节。Ecclesiastes
chapter 1 verse 15。十五节。What is crooked cannot be made straight. And what is lacking cannot be numbered.
啊，这里说弯曲的很难变直啊。It
says over here, whatever is crooked cannot be made straight.
缺少的很难植树啊。And
also, what is lacking cannot be numbered.
啊，你要改变这个世界。
And you, if you want to change this world,
这个世界整个都已经弯掉了,
and if this whole world is so crooked,
你可以做一点事情, 但是你能够改变的, 其实真的也很少,
there's only tiny little bit of things that you can do, but I would say that you cannot change the world.
这种人到最后呢,
and this kind of people at the end, they might be very upset.
第18节就讲了, 多有智慧,
over at verse 18, it said, for in much wisdom is much grief.
加增知识,
and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow.
我做了那么多,
and I have done so much, be it literally nothing will change.
我救了一个人,
and even though I saved this one person, but there is still so many other people that I've yet saved.
或者是你去进了一个什么学校、孤儿院, 结果新的政府起来了, 哦, 通通没收了,
I'll take for instance,
通通烧掉了。
I'll take for instance, if you were to spend so much time establishing this one school for the orphans at one place, and suddenly you have different political regime that came up or emerges, and then suddenly they wipe out the entire school.
或者是你换了一个政府, 哇, 之前那个东西全部取消掉。
And after there's a change hand of government, whatever you have done, subsidy, all kinds of help, they will be lifted away.
这个告诉我们说, 人真的可以改变的。 不多, 因为这个世界弯曲得太厉害。
Essentially, this is telling us that what as a human can change about this world is so limited.
我们不是说我们很消极的。
This is not being pessimistic.
刚刚所说的这些追求都是人在努力要得到的。
And all of the pursuit that I've spoken about are the common goals of human.
越上去越伟大。
The higher the hierarchy, the greater it is.
但是我们不是说都不追求那一些。
But I'm not saying that we shouldn't pursue after those.
我们谈的问题是, 如果你的人生只有那一些追求会怎么样?
But the question is about if your pursuit of all, if all of those pursuit is the only goal in your life, what can you do?
我们刚传道说第一章,
please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
就第二节,
verse 2.
一章的第二节,
chapter 1, verse 2. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
如果你只追求世界的结果，第一就是会带来极大的虚空。
The consequence of pursuing the world only at the end, it only bring about sorrow.
像这个人穿着西装，拿着公司包，应该是在当堂上班才对呢。
And just second to this person who is in a dress and suit. With a briefcase, he must be working in downtown.
如果他在那个田里面呢, 哇, 追着那些风, 你可能说他是疯子, 你抓什么?
And if he were to dress like that in the field, and you would think that he's insane.
你问他追什么? 哦, 他追风。
What is he chasing after? He's chasing after wind.
你笑他, 你有问题啊, 风怎么可以追得到?
And you will be mocking at him, you must be crazy chasing after the wind.
但是今天人如果没有信仰, 没有认识神, 每天就在追风。
But today, without faith, without belief, merely what we are pursuing after is wind.
不是说那些东西不好,
I'm not saying that those pursuits are no good.
它好像风一样, 凉凉的, 吹到的时候凉凉的, 挺舒服的。
But it's just like wind. When the breeze comes about, you feel cool.
但是你打开了, 又好像没有。
But if you try to look into it carefully, you just don't see a thing.
你抓住的时候好像抓到, 打开手又没有。
And you try to grasp it, it seems that you hold it, but yet you open up your palm, you don't have it.
我们看2章11节, 传道书2章11节。
Let's turn to Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 2.
第2章11节。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
2章11节。
Chapter 2, verse 11. Then I look on all the works that my hand had done, and on the labor in which I had toiled, and indeed, all was vanity and grasping for the wind. There was no profit under the sun.
所罗门王到最后看看自己的手。
So at the end, King Solomon looked at his own hands.
这是说他一辈子所做过的事情。
Which means to say that he's re-examined all those things that he had done in the world.
他不是觉得自己成就很大。
He's not saying that he has done a lot of achievement.
反而他觉得说没有太大的意义。
But in the opposite, he was thinking that all those things that he has done is just so meaningless.
说实在啊, 你看, 索罗门以前盖的那个花园在哪里?
As a matter of fact, the garden that has been established by King Solomon, where can you find it on earth now?
听说是全世界最漂亮的公园。
And we heard that it is the most beautiful garden in the world.
现在连那个石头也找不到，那个遗址也都找不到。
Right now, you cannot even find a piece of stone or pebble from that garden.
曾经拥有最多的金银。
And he once owned the most silver and gold.
请问他的钱现在在哪里？
And where are those silver and gold now?
被他孩子没有几代就败光了。
Because the generations after him has already squandered everything.
所罗门盖的王宫曾经是全世界最漂亮的地方。
And the temple of God that was built by King Solomon was once the most splendid temple of all.
现在柱子都找不到。
But now you can't even find a pillar of it.
这里看有什么意思？
So what is the meaning of it?
他还没有失去的时候已经发觉没意思。
Not even before he lose all this that he owned, he already realized that things are just vanity.
但是他看看自己的手，已经累了一辈子了，手已经很劳累了。
And he looked at his hand that he has toiled so much.
我们看下一个图啊，这个手啊，这个就是这个图啊，这个手啊，要脏要老要多皱纹的。
If you were to look at this picture, you realize that the hand is so filthy and it's so wrinkled.
当然，我们今天都是坐办公室的手啊，不是耕田的，很少人的手那么粗了。
And today we all work at the office, not like those farmers work in the field.
事实上，我们的一辈子就是两手空空的来，两手空空的走。
But in fact, we come to this world empty-handed in the same way that we leave the world.
常常因为我们是传道人，常常去办信徒啊，协助丧礼。
And as a preacher, I often assist in funeral service.
那丧礼的时候，有时候都有遗体可以看。
And there are a lot of things that you will notice during funeral service.
遗体的时候放在棺材，手的你是看不见的，都放在里面的。
And you look at the body of dead that has been placed in the casket.
那个手的是看不见的。
And then you cannot see the hand.
但是有一件事情你可以肯定。
But there's one thing that you're sure of.
无论是谁的遗体，手里面绝对不会有拿东西。
And if you look at their hands, there will not be anything that they are holding.
绝对不会有拿什么手机啦、钞票啦。
They will not be holding cash, neither will they be holding a cell phone.
家里的钥匙啊，车钥匙啊。
Or even their keys to the car.
他的手一定是空的。
And their hands will be empty.
真的，所罗门他想通了，追求世界，两手空空。
So King Solomon has thought about this, and he realized that everything is just vanity.
不单只这样，他会有更多的烦恼啊。
And not only so, he has undergone a lot of anxieties and toil.
我们看传道书二章二十一到二十三节。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 21 to 23.
传道书二章二十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 21. For there is man whose labor is with wisdom, knowledge, and skill, yet he must leave his heritage to a man who has not labored for it. This also is vanity and a great evil.
22节.
For what has man for all his labor and for the striving of his heart with which he has toiled under the sun?
23节.
For all his days are sorrowful and his work burdensome, even in the night. His heart takes no rest. This also is vanity.
如果一个人的一生只有追求世界，
if your only goal in your life is to pursue the world,
无论你追求的是学问、优秀啊、享受、快乐，或者是成就，
it doesn't matter if you are pursuing after the excellency of education or a success in your business or any other kind of achievement,
你会很累，
you will be so exhausted,
很多忧虑在心里面，
and there will be so much anxious. Anxiety going on in your heart.
晚上甚至睡不着觉。
And you cannot sleep at night well.
这次的疫情啊，其实很多人的心里面呢，非常的担心。
And in this pandemic, a lot of people are very worrisome.
谁会担心的比较多？
Who will worry the most?
啊，当然呢，打工的担心，可能怕工作失去。
And of course, for those who work part time, they might worry they lose their job.
但是你工作失去了，政府也有这个补贴。
Now, of course, if you were to lose your job, government will give you some kind of subsidy.
很多老板也很担心的。
But then, a lot of employers are also very worried.
啊，就快撑不下去了。
They realize that they are having a hard time to stay afloat.
比如说餐馆。
Take for instance, restaurant.
报纸说，可能秋天之前有六成的餐馆会结业，撑不住了，大家都不敢去吃。你问你自己，你有去吃吗？最近没有。
And the newspaper says that before this fall comes, There will probably be 60% of restaurants that will go belly up.
航空公司快撑不下去了。
And then even the airlines, they cannot sustain.
那很多人的工作也快没有了。
And a lot of people's job is at the verge of losing.
所以啊，越有思想的人，其实真的烦恼挺多的。
Therefore, the more knowledge do you have, the more worries that you have.
好了，讲了那么多，你追求世界，又有虚空的感觉，又有烦恼，那怎么办？
So we have talked so much about this. If it is all about anxieties and worries, what should you do?
就告诉我们另外一个重点。
This is telling us another key point.
就是说从今天开始，我们要放下我们的忧虑，来追求信仰。
Which is from now on, we should put all this anxiety down and then trust in our faith.
就是这次灵恩会的主题。
This is the very topic of our spiritual convocation this time.
马太福音六章三十三节。
Please turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
六章三十三节。
Chapter 6. Verse 33, but seek the first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
这就是我们这次灵恩会的重点跟主题啊。
This is a theme and the most important thing that we are studying in this spiritual convocation.
主耶稣不是叫我们信了他之后就躲在山洞，每天只有读经祷告，等他来，不是这样。
But the Lord Jesus is not asking us to hide in a cave and pray. And also read the Bible after believing in Him.
我们还是有世界的生活。
But rather, we still have our livelihood in this world.
你有读书的，该好好读。
For those who are in the school, you should strive for excellence.
上班的当然好好上。
And for those who work, you have to work properly.
做生意的要好好赚钱。
And for those who are involved in business, you must do well.
追求刚刚讲那些东西没有错。
And it is okay about those pursuits that we have just mentioned.
问题是什么？
But what is the question?
你不能单追求那些。
The problem is that you cannot pursue those goals only.
你人生不能以那个为最终的追求。
You cannot regard those goals as the most important things in your life.
你要在那些东西之上面放一个更大的。
Because you should place another bigger objective right on top of the ones that you have.
就是追求神的国，神的义。
Which is to seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
这个不容易啊。
That is so difficult to do.
因为很多人看不到神的果、神的义有什么好。
Because simply speaking, a lot of people just cannot see the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
很多人只看到世界的好。
The only thing that most people see is the good about this world.
我努力，我就要得到世界。
If I work hard, I can gain a piece of the world.
但是如果你看得更清楚。
But if you were to look closely.
原来有比世界更好的。
You realize that there is something way better than the world.
原来这个世界虽然很好，但是会过去的。
Even though the world may be good, but one day it shall pass.
这个要看得清楚啊。
That if you are able to see all this so clearly.
我们看马太六章二十六节。
Please turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 verse 26.
二十六节。
Verse 26. Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not the more value than they?
主耶稣叫我们看。
So the Lord Jesus asks us to see.
每一个信徒都要看，要看得清楚。
You need to look at this. You need to look at this carefully.
看什么？
What do you need to look at?
看小鸟就好了。
Just look at the birds in the air.
来看外面的鸟。
And look at those birds outside.
主耶稣说，他也没有种田，没有收成。
The Lord Jesus said that those birds neither do they sow or reap.
但是天父都养活他。
But then the heavenly Father feeds them.
更何况是你们呢？不比飞鸟更贵重吗
？Are you not of more value than they?
我们知道温哥华这边很多鸟啊。
We know that there are a lot of birds in Vancouver.
温东这边啊，住在家里附近，乌鸦特别多。
And then, especially in the east side of Vancouver, close to church, you realize that there are a lot of ravens.
都不用种田，那吃垃圾都够了。我吃的大很肥的。
They don't need to sow. They don't need to reap. All they have to do is eat the garbage.
以前我住东部的时候
，In the past when I was in the East Coast,
还有卡加利
，Or even when I was in Calgary,
冬天啊，零下三四十度。
And in the winter can be 30 degree minus.
我们室内有暖气才生存得了，不然在外面早就死掉了。
And without the heating system, no one can survive there.
很奇妙，那个麻雀就没冷死。
But then you realize that the sparrow, they never die from coldness.
太冷的时候，它们就不出来。 哎, 温度升了，它又出来。
When the weather is so severe, they hide themselves. But when the weather gets better, they get out.
遍地都是雪。
Even though there's all filled with snow on the ground.
我有时候都替它们担心，到底从哪里找虫呢？ 那整地都是雪，哪里找虫吃？
Sometimes I worry that where can they get all the worms that they can consume?
哇，那个雪那么厚。
And the snow was so thick.
哎，人家就没有饿死，可天父就养它。
But you look at a sparrow, none of them has starved to death.
所以主耶稣要我们看清楚，你比飞鸟还贵重。And
the Lord Jesus wants us to realize that we are more valuable than those birds.
有时候我们看不清楚，把自己累死。
Sometimes we cannot think carefully and properly, and we exhaust ourselves to the end.
如果不用功一点啊，加班一点啊，勤劳一点，我没有办法赚钱，我没有生活，怎么谈信仰？
If I don't strive more, if I don't work overtime, how can I make more money?
你都没有看清楚你是谁。
You didn't realize that who you are actually.
你都比那个鸟还贵重，天父难道不养你吗？
You are even more valuable than the bird. When the Lord Jesus feeds you.
你这一点不看清楚，你不会有信心。
If you don't realize the reality of it, you will never realize the truth.
你没有信心，就不可能把神放第一位。
Without faith, you will not place God as your first in your heart.
这次灵恩会就来考验你有没有把神放第一位。
Therefore, this spiritual convocation is putting yourself to a true test, whether you have put the Lord as a priority in your life.
如果你有很多的担心，你是不会来灵恩会的。
If you have a lot of anxieties, you will never come for one of this spiritual convocation.
如果你看得很清楚，你说我怕什么？我就该来的，我就来。
And if you already see things very clearly, you can just come to a spiritual convocation without any kind of worry.
是神在养我，不是我自己在养自己啊。
It is God who is feeding me. It's not myself that is feeding.
再来看27节。
Let's skip to verse 27 of Gospel of Matthew chapter 6. Which of you by worrying can add one cubic to his stature?
这里说你看得透吗？
Over here it says that have you already seen this clearly?
什么叫看得透？
What do you mean by seeing things clearly?
你可以用你的忧虑来增加你的寿命一分钟，一刻钟呢？
Are you able to add your life, the length of your life by worrying?
我们知道我们的生命啊，早就写在生命册上了。神呢，给我们活多久，其实早就定好了。
We know that our life, the span of our life, has already been recorded on the book of life.
你相不相信？
Do you believe that?
按照圣经是这样子，我们的年日早就还没有出生的一天，已经神都帮我们写好。According
to what is recorded in the Bible, from the day as we were born, the Bible, God has already predestined the span of our life.
我们的生命的年日还有所住的疆界，都在神的计划之下。And
all the place that of our birth and also the place that we live has already been drawn out by God.
但是有时候我们都忘记这一点。But
more than often we forgot about this.
很多烦恼。
There are a lot of worries.
希望可以因为我烦恼很多，然后计划很多，我就可以延长我的寿命，延长我的日子。And
we worry so much, we plan so much, and then we're thinking that we can live longer by doing so.
其实没有用。
As a matter of fact, it's just useless.
日期神就定好。
Because the day of death has been destined by God.
只是离开的方法是这样还是那样，这样那样而已。
But the only difference is how you were to be to depart from the world.
不是这个方法，就是另外的方法。If
you don't die of this, you will die of another.
时间是改变不了的。And
the time will never be altered.
一般情况之下，神是不会帮你去改变它。
Under general conditions, God will never change.
那如果你真的要求改变，得到延长也不一定是好事。
And even if you were to pray to God to extend your life, it may not be a good thing to do.
圣经里面唯一一个例子。 他向神求延长的，神给他加了15年，那个也没有什么好结果。
And the only one example in the Bible where he asked God to extend his life for another 15 years, and then at the end, it was not a good conclusion.
最好不要乱求神给你加什么寿命，怎么那些。
It's better not for you to ask God to extend your life.
因为啊，圣经里面看，这个后果不是太好。
Because if you look at the example of the Bible, the consequence is bad.
好了，如果我们接受这个已经定了。
Of course, if you were to accept the fact that the day of your death has already been fixed.
那你担心，主耶稣说担心有什么用呢？可以增加一分钟吗？
So then what is the point of you worrying? It's not going to extend your life anyway.
你为这个去求啊, 神都不一定加给你一分钟了。
Even if you were to pray to the Lord all the day, he may not grant you even a minute more.
哦, 那你为这个很担心, 那有什么用? 能够加上一分钟?
And what is the point of worrying? You can't even have one more minute of life.
所以主耶稣这里挑战我们, 你要看透一点, 你不要担心太多。
So over here is saying that we should not be worrying too much over it.
你担心这个担心那个，你就忘记什么是最重要。
And if you were to worry so much for this and that, and you will forget about what is the most important.
所以主耶稣接下来这30节就告诉我们了。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus continued at verse 30 and said, "Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you?" Oh, you of little faith. Therefore, do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?"
这里主耶稣就告诉我们了。Therefore,
the Lord Jesus said over here,
你要学习放得下。That
we need to let things go.
刚刚我们说要看得清。And
just now we said that we need to look at things clearly.
看飞鸟。
Look at the birds.
看得透，看你的人生的时间。
If you are able to see through the reality of life,
再看这个草,
and then look at the grass.
我们这加拿大也有割草嘛，对不对？你割了草了之后丢到那个回收桶里面。
And you notice that those landscapers, they were to cut those grass and then throw them into garbage.
拿去烧了，或者拿去当肥料。
Either those will be burned or will be treated as fertilizer.
那个草啊。 神都让它漂亮一个礼拜，在那边绿绿的。
Even for those grass, God has granted them greenness for a week.
连那个生出来要被人家割掉拿去丢的东西，神都得把它弄漂亮。
Even those grass were to be cut and thrown away, God still make them pretty.
好了，那你就了解这些了。神说，主耶稣说了，那你要放得下。
But now you come to realize about this, then it's time for you to let things go.
因为你要追求信仰，首先你是要放得下，你才要把它追求。
Because in order to pursue after faith, first thing that you need to do is to let things go.
你担心你的工作，担心你的家庭，担心钱不够，担心什么？你是没有办法追求信仰。
If you worry about money, you worry about family, you worry about your work, there's no way that you can devote yourself in faith.
你永远在那种很低的状态，很软弱的状态，很无助的状态。
Because you will find yourself relentlessly in this kind of sorrowful state.
好了，当你放下的时候就不一样了。
So as you let things go, things will change.
你就有力量。
You will have the power.
34节,
over at verse 34.
34节,
verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
所以最后主耶稣这里说，不要为明天忧虑。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus said that do not worry about tomorrow.
你每天看新闻，每天忧虑，忧虑不完，因为太令人忧虑的新闻。
If you look at the news every day, there are so much things that to get you worried.
忧虑会带走什么?
So when you worry, what are the things that has been taken away?
忧虑不能带走明天的烦恼.
Because your worry cannot bring away the worry tomorrow.
忧虑只会带走今天的平安.
And it will only take away the peace of today.
你忧虑，哎呀，没平安了。
Once you worry, there will be no peace.
背着来看新闻，哦，疫情又严重了，怎么办？怎么办？怎么办？
And if you were to look at the report on pandemic, it's so severe right now, it's rising, and then you were asking yourself what to do now. And then you suddenly realize that the number is increasing.
你一忧虑，你就没平安呢?
Because once you worry, there will be no peace.
公司会不会裁员?
That is there going to be some kind of layoff?
哎呀，我孩子去学校很危险呢，会不会得病？
And is my children exposed to some kind of danger going to school?
不去在家里又很烦，又怕跟不上；去学校又怕得病。
And it is so helpless if they were to stay at home, but yet if they want to go to school, I'm just afraid of the pandemic.
你一忧虑，你明天的问题没有解决，你今天的平安就没有了。
Even if you were to worry today, the problem of tomorrow can never be resolved because even today you will lose your peace.
说实在，真的担心是没有用。
As a matter of fact, by worrying, it's purposeless.
有一个新闻啊，在其他国家，不是自己。
And there's the news from other countries.
有一个人很怕这个疫情。
And there was a person who was so afraid of this pandemic.
疫情爆发。
And once at the time where this pandemic exploded.
7个礼拜没出门,
and he did not even step out of his home for 7 weeks straight.
很怕得病,
and he was afraid that he would contract this COVID-19.
连买菜他都不出去,
and he didn't even want to go out for grocery shopping.
用那个, 订购的, 网络订购送到门口,
so he used all the online order online delivery for all his stuff.
太担心了,
and then he was so worried.
不出门,
if he thought that as long as he doesn't go out, nothing will go wrong.
结果呢?
At the end,
得病了,
and then he had COVID-19.
哇, 他很生气,
and he was so angry.
我这种人怎么会中呢?
I didn't even step out of the door of my home. How in the world can I get COVID-19?
可能帮他送货那个人有那个手摸到。
Maybe the one who deliver the goods to him are the ones who actually have this virus.
或者不晓得怎么样了，反正就有了。
Or somehow or other, this virus just came about to his home.
你逃不了了啦。
There's no way that you can shun yourself away.
也没有用。 And
it's useless by worrying.
所以主耶稣说，不要为明天忧虑。
And the Lord Jesus said that do not worry about tomorrow.
你只需要为一件事情忧虑。
There's only one thing that you need to worry about.
你在神面前。 你的信心是怎么样?
Which is, what is the level of faith in front of God?
能不能见神?
Are you able to see God?
准备好没有?
Have you already prepared yourself well?
你为这个忧虑还比较确实一点。
This is the most pragmatic and real worry that you can have.
所以从今之后我们把所有的都交给主。
So from now on, we'll entrust everything to the hands of God.
好，现在我们来唱一首诗。
So now we're going to sing a hymn.
我们来唱339首。
Please sing hymn number 339.